This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. It's time for the Klang Valley's biggest conversation, Talk Back on the Evening Edition, only on BFM 89.9.
Good evening. You're on with Caroline and Uma. It is Talk Back Thursday on the Evening Edition, our favorite time of week, folks. Mm-hmm. I'm going to remind you of those numbers, 0377109000. Keep it at your fingertips, 0162019000 to text.
Put it on speed dial.
Put it on speed dial at BFM Radio to tweet, because if we got a doozy for you, we're talking to you today about Malaysia Airlines.
That's right. It was reported that Malaysia Airlines posted a fourth straight quarter of losses. For the full year of 2013, the airline recorded a revenue of 15.12 billion. Very impressive. However, the net loss recorded was 1.7 billion. So,
which is 170% increase on the net loss from 2012.
That's right.
There were plenty of reasons. We'll get into all of those reasons throughout the show. There were plenty of reasons as to why this year was so much worse than last year.
Yeah, but it's not a surprising trend. Just looking at, I suppose, what was reported. For example, if you just look back to last year, 2012, net losses were 432.59 million. 2011, 2.5 billion, which incidentally, I think, was the biggest net loss in MAS's corporate history.
That is correct. There are many things we'll talk about, from financial woes to competition to union issues to, fuel costs and foreign exchange costs. And there's tons of reasons. But what we're asking you today,
yes,
is about the idea of a premier national airline. Is that something that's still financially viable?
Well, is that something that's financially viable? If you just think about the numbers, I suppose the answer would have to be a hard and fast no. However, there is the issue of, sentimentality. A lot of people associate a sense of pride.
Prestige.
With having a premier national carrier.
Has it come time to rethink the proposition of a national carrier?
Yeah, that's right.
That's what we're asking you today. 0377109000 is the number to call. You can text us, as always, 0162019000.
Yep, or tweet us at BFM Radio. Tell us, do you care if Malaysia Airlines goes belly up?
That's right. While you punch in those numbers, No Room for Change by the Crystal Skulls on BFM 89.9.
Tweet us at BFM Radio, text 0162019000, or talk to us on 0377190000. Talk Back on BFM 89.9.
Good evening. You're on with Caroline and Uma. It is indeed Talk Back Thursday. You heard the man. You've got the numbers. MAS reported a fourth straight quarter of losses, and we're asking you the question, has the time come to rethink the proposition of a premier national airline? We've got Felicia on the line.
Hi, Felicia.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening. What say you?
What is the point of having anything national when all they do is lose money every year? Is saving face more important?
So you think it's time to go completely private, competition, that's the way forward?
Of course. If they can't run it, give it to somebody else who can run it. Don't talk about national airline. They're just losing the people's money.
Yeah, but what about with prudent management, and because turnarounds, they are possible. We've seen it happen with different airlines as well.
Japan Airlines is a very good example.
Yeah, turnaround means changing the complete people, not just turning around plans. You know what I mean? The people that have been taking care of the airlines know nothing about running an airline.
All right. Well,
thank you very much, Felicia.
It is an opinion Tony Fernandez shares, as many of his tweets may reflect.
That's right.
We've got Mohan on the line.
Hi, Mohan.
Hey, hi, guys.
Good evening. What say you?
Yeah, first of all, my reaction, oh, my God.
At the number, I'm assuming.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay. I think the best is that it's not necessary for them to go private, but it's a high time for them to lose their egoness to have good standards from other airlines' standards. Have you guys read about AirAsia story book?
Well, yes, the AirAsia story, of course.
A beautiful story on how does Tony built up his firm. So I think it's about high time for them to lose the egoness and look at what are the best practices to avoid the leakages.
Would you be comfortable if, say, AirAsia was the only airline representing the country?
Not really. I still,
you still believe in competition.
Past Malaysia, reason why all the beautiful and sweet memories of flying.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's about, as the earlier call is about, for them to do some cleansing within instantly.
Right.
So it's, all the corruptions, all the leakages to be vanished.
So, Mohan, you are not ready to say goodbye to Malaysia Airlines then?
No, I'm not. Mm-hmm. But they should change the attitude.
All right. Thank you so much, Mohan. You know, it's interesting. He was talking about good practices and increasingly, there's so much more competition and people's buying power, right? The power of the internet is the biggest game changer because now I can go on and I can have access to 30 different airlines.
Yes.
Whether they fly out of anywhere, whether it's KL, Singapore, Thailand, I mean Bangkok.
Yes.
And I can get the cheapest possible flight to anywhere in the world.
Yep.
So...
But that isn't the same proposition for Malaysia Airlines, though.
No, but that's the point. Maybe they need to change that proposition. Maybe this idea of a prestige airline where with all frills, maybe that's a thing of the past. Maybe people don't want that anymore.
Well, do you think a premier airline then is still relevant today? Call us on 03-7710-9000.
We've got James on the line. Hi, James. What say you?
Hi, good evening. Definitely, I think a premier airline is a good idea. But at the end of the day, it's just about managing costs.
Hmm.
You know, every year we hear them say, oh, you know, it's the cost, it's the fuel cost. You know, it's the load factor, you know, it's yield. But at the end of the day, it's always the same excuse again and again.
So do you believe there are deeper systemic issues that need to be solved?
Oh, definitely. Look at the staff costs alone. Just look at the staff costs. I'm sure you have the numbers up there. You know, it's just huge.
But are you ready to say goodbye? Do you care if they go belly up?
Frankly, I don't. I think money could be used for welfare programs, education, you know, so on and so forth.
What's
the point of having a national airline that serves, what do you call that, nasi lemak? Bear?
Terlanjang. Naked nasi lemak, yes. Well, thank you very
thank
much,
you.
James. We've got Dr. George on the line.
Hi, Dr. George. What do you think?
Hello.
Oh, hi. It's our Dr. George. Hello, Dr. George.
Hello,
what say
Dr.
you?
Dr. George.
No. Traffic's not too bad today. It's more relaxing. And I'm going to say something positive for a change.
For a change.
Carry on.
For a change, that's right. I think if we don't really care if Malaysia Airlines go belly up, what does it tell us about us as a nation?
What do you think it tells us, Dr. George?
Well, I mean, the thing is that, you know, we face challenges. We can't just give up like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so because it represents us. You know, this is our pride and joy. Not 20 years ago, we took pride in this. Okay, the market has changed. The time is challenging and things. We can't just give up like that.
But Dr. George,
spirit of Malaysia.
But if it's year upon year of losses, at what point do we go enough is enough?
Well, I mean, truthfully, I mean, I fly a lot. And then I also think that they're trying hard. I think people in the front line try extremely hard.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to look at the positive side of yesterday's figures, that the revenue has gone up.
They it
have has. Generated the income. And we have to look at some positive side of things, okay? Okay, you know, probably in 2008, people make bad decisions about hedging of petrol prices. That might have cascaded to where we are today. So I genuinely think that we really should all support the national, airline, because I think we should care a lot more about it, because... Okay, you know, we are losing money and things, but if we all have bad spirit and say we should give up, it's a challenging time. And I really think that is something that can only spiral this whole thing out of control.
I agree
well,
with you,
thank
George,
you very
George.
Much,
I mean,
Dr. George.
A good point that it was once a top-class airline that we have to agree. I think, yes, we have massive problems. Tad idealistic to say, you know, you can turn around, but I don't think it's impossible.
So I tend to disagree with Caroline on that, but let's just give you some numbers. Dr. George said the revenue had gone up. He's absolutely right. In 2011, the revenue was 13.9 billion. 2012, 13.76 billion. And 2013 was 15.1 billion.
Hmm.
Though the losses have also gone up. We've got Sashi on the line. Hi, Sashi. What say you?
Hi, yeah. For Tony Fernandez said that he has his own agenda. But
Of course he does. He was just gloating. Yes.
Yes. So I have some friends in Mars who are on the engineering side, and earlier few callers said they do not run the company, things are not done well. well, they do run the company to a certain extent well and following the books. But most of the problem is the leaks happening within the company.
Right.
So that is where most of the money is going off.
So those are the systemic issues?
Yes, yes, which can be solved if you put someone on top who is not linked politically or in any way.
Right, but I mean, do you think the idea of a premier airline then is worth having or saving at this point?
To run a premier airline or whatever thing for the done for the country at GLC is supposed to bring benefit or, let's say, revenue to the country. If it does not, we should shut it down. We should not go on and try to save our face by saying, oh, it belongs to the country.
So where it stands now, do you think it's... Are you ready to say goodbye to it, Sashi?
I am ready to say goodbye.
All right, thank you very much.
That started, his conversation started a very different way from which he
it
ended
it. It actually started very optimistic. But just to counter those numbers you gave a little earlier and to prove that a turnaround is indeed possible, in 2008, under the helm of Dato' Sri Idris Jalla, of course, there were net profits, 244 million in 2008.
Correct.
In 2009, it was 490 million. In 2010, that was under Tengku Dato' Azmil, I believe it was 234 million. So we've done it ourselves. We don't have to look at Japan Airlines.
No, we have. But it's important to point out, Dato' Sri Idris Jalla took some serious cost-cutting measures as well. And he laid off a lot of staff. From what I understand, those staff numbers are creeping back up again.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems that they're falling under the same trap that they once were before.
Yes.
You know.
However, austerity measures like those can help the company, a company turnaround.
We'll ask Ahmad what he thinks. Hi, Ahmad.
Ahmad?
Hello, yeah.
Do you think austerity measures are the solution?
No. I think the writing is on the wall that they are fighting a losing battle. The way I see it, if you put AirAsia, a budget airline with any... AirAsia is the best budget airline in the world. Now, if you put the best of the lowest and compete with any of the premier airlines in the world,
yeah,
I think the premier airlines would really go bust. So I think MAS, unfortunate to have the best AirAsia low-cost airline in this country. So I think they have no choice but to beat them at the same game. So
right.
In a way, you have to segregate, allocate certain seats for premier service, and certain seats just operate like AirAsia, and you can book all direct booking so that you can then have an even playing field. At the moment, it is not an even playing field.
So you're saying the...
Because the strategic business are completely different.
Because...
So if you want to compare Apple with Apple, you must have the same playing field where, okay, must go on a budget and you compete with AirAsia.
So we have no choice but to respond to the industry then, because you're saying the industry has changed, you know, beyond recognition.
Exactly. It is on the wall. And you know why you mentioned about Idris Jalla can do it and all that? You know what they do? They just sell the assets. They sell the building, they sell this, they cut this. So surely they shrink it, you will see some form of profit. But it is not sustainable in the long run.
All right, so Ahmad, with those suggestions, are you ready to see Malaysia Airlines go?
I am not ready to see Malaysia Airlines go, and I don't think it should go. But I am ready to see Malaysia Airlines operate a dual function in the aircraft, in the same flight, in the same destination. They have a low budget as well as a premier class together. Instead of operating first class, second class, they can put all the budget in one section and all the frills of the premier in
another section. Thank you very much, Ahmad.
You
know, that's an interesting point. See, the service levels that airlines used to, or flag flying airlines used to pride themselves in are completely unrecognizable these days.
I suppose.
I mean, don't you think so? I mean, because the industry is so overcrowded. So maybe Ahmad's right. Maybe AirAsia and MAS need to compete on the same level, and we might see a real fist fight.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. What do you think? 0377 109,000. Do you care if Malaysia Airlines goes belly up?
We've got Simrit on the line. Hi, Simrit.
Hi.
So, what say you?
I think this whole thing about nostalgia of Malaysia Airlines, I mean, look at it. They just lost close to about 1 billion.
That's right.
So I think about Malaysian Airlines being a national carrier, I don't think it should be there anymore.
All right.
Because, look, they've been suffering losses for so long. And what kind of preventive measures have they done to prevent them from suffering further losses. This whole thing about national carrier, Mars Airlines being our national carrier and our national pride is just an excuse for them to, you know, just make more losses. It's like covering a blanket and saying, you know what, it's a national carrier, we can make more losses, and you can't do anything about it.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much for calling in, Simrat.
Throw sentimentality out of the window.
Out of the window. Yeah. We've got David on the line. Hi, David. What say you?
Hello. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Let me just say this. I'm quite keen on all companies that are so-called run by government.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we are being a little bit unfair in comparison, in looking at the situation of Mars, which is averagely is losing about ₱1 billion a year, right?
Yeah.
So it seems to me like the government, it does look like they want to continue pouring money into it, keep it afloat.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at Proton, for example, they were not losing $1 billion a year.
No.
In fact, the turnaround plan was starting to pick up, and yet they sold it off. So I feel that the way we are looking at this so-called national pride is not being, it's not
so clear cut.
Yes, it's not. We are not looking at it equally.
Right.
So if we are going to keep Mars there, we should buy back Proton as well. So I mean, both are national image, national pride, and you know.
All right. Thank you very much, David. If you want to keep Mars, buy Proton back. So
that's right.
Jason on the line. Hi, Jason. What say you?
Hi. Good evening, guys.
Good evening.
I don't think the issue is about whether, you know, they're losing money or making money right now. And the question is about whether you want to keep them relevant in there or not. And MAS being like any other government entity, you know, it is there for a reason. And the people probably forget the lots of things that MAS has done when other companies were not willing to do it for the country.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, well, if, for example, the EPF was losing money, would people say the same thing about closing it down? And I don't think so. Premier Airlines are there to stay. They have the market of their own. Five-star hotels are there, and so are budget hotels. And they have a very different market segment. You want to make it work, the owners just got to make it work. And in this case, the government are the owners, and they've got to make it work if they are really serious about it.
All right. Thank you very much, Jason. We've got interesting whether MAS still has a competitive advantage. And that's what Jason was talking about room for five-star hotels, room for premier airlines. Whether it still has a competitive advantage when it comes to cost, unions, profitable routes, for example.
Yep. We have just a quick tally from our calls that we've received so far. Five callers so far have said, keep it. Another four said goodbye, essentially.
Oh, so
happy to wave goodbye.
A happy balance in the first half an hour
more
of Talk Vic. We will be right back. Nadia Aziz with the news after these messages on BFM 89.9.
Hey. You, yes, you in the car. Yes, 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 you, I'm talking to you. It's time for TalkBack. So hands-free car kits at the ready? Yes? Good. Let's TalkBack on BFM 89.9.
Good evening. You're on with Caroline and Uma. The numbers to call 03-77-109-000. You can text us on 016-201-9000. Tweet us at BFM Radio. It was reported that Malaysia Airlines posted a fourth straight quarter of losses, and we are asking you if you care if the MAS national carrier goes belly up.
That's right. John sent a text in saying, I understand that profits need to come from more efficient, fuel-efficient planes, hence their move to buy more planes, but this would be another huge expenditure. And with the economic situation being in the slumps, doesn't make any sense at all to continue using taxpayers' money to keep it afloat. Mr. Controversy says, national carriers should be the face of a country's hospitality. If it goes belly up, we still have Air Asia. One final one. MAS is used as an example of failed corporate governance of government.
We've got Felicia on the line again. Hi, Felicia.
Hi,
Felicia.
Hi. I would like to refer to two callers earlier.
Yeah.
There is no level playing field in this country. And what is talking about pride and joy? It's another national shame.
All right.
Was that all, Felicia?
Yeah.
Thank you very much for calling in. No level playing field, if you didn't catch that. And she was referring to not being a pride and joy. It's a national shame, if you didn't catch that. Mark on the line. Mark, what say you?
Hey, hello. Okay, I think from a purely consumer perspective, I'm actually very happy to keep MAS because I actually just flew to a country which the route is also offered by Air Asia. And honestly, the fares are very comparable. And between budget and premium, I think I will pay the same money for premium.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, I think the concern has always been the losses, the profitability, and the safety net that the government is providing. And I think from here, we can always use Qantas from Australia as an example, because Qantas has also been making losses. And what the Australian government has done recently and come up to say is actually, hey, we know you've been making losses for so long. So, okay, fine. Sorry, no more funding from you. For you, you have to rough it out. You have to tough it out.
That's right.
You have to make yourself profitable. And honestly, I think if MAS does fall, then it's not good for the country. It's not good for the people, because Air Asia will monopolize the whole airline business. But it's always good to have competition. It's only a question of profitability and wastage.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Mark.
Arif sent a text in saying, I dare not fly Air Asia if given a choice. I don't trust companies that make money their goal and not confidence safety. Keep MES, but they must shed weight and buck up.
Okay. You know, the interesting is the product offered by airlines has become a kind of a commodity item, right? In the sense that it's essentially determined by the price of the masses. Mm. And I think that's a reality of the aviation industry these days.
Yeah.
And so, like a lot of our callers have been saying, what happens even if they fix those systemic problems of the unions, the wastages, the leakages?
Yes.
What if there's a bigger problem? What if MES has to compete with the budget airlines? I mean, what if they do have to change the business proposition altogether? Right? I mean, is that the only solution? Lee on the line.
Hi, Lee.
Hi.
What do you think?
Yeah, my opinion is MAS is a reflection of the Malaysia as a nation.
Yeah.
For example, Malaysia is rich in oil, petroleum, but yet we are still having such a big problem now. We don't have enough money. We have to borrow debts. MAS is the same. We have such a good will. We have such a good foundation. We from the 70s, we have been the world, one of the best airlines in the world.
Absolutely.
It sinks into this situation. I guess my limited knowledge just tell me that it's a problem with management. Are these management professional or are they political appointment? And number two, I would really urge MAS to learn from SIA, Thai Airways, Cathay Pacific, you know, Emirates, Qatar, and see why they can make money and we cannot, yet we have been established longer compared with a lot of these younger airlines.
All right.
Thank you very much.
No, hang on. Oh. Are you ready to say goodbye, or do you want to keep it?
I can't say, honestly. Emotionally, this is our national carrier, but if they keep on losing like that, probably we should fold it up and wait for a new government and then revive it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lee. Thank you for calling in. We've got Victor on the line.
Hi, Victor.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
What code comes to mind?
I want to keep it, but I think it can be run by even foreigner. It doesn't have to be run by Malaysia.
Right.
It can be run by Qantas, it can be run by SIA.
So the name is what is important to you?
Yeah, or just a minute. I think it can be run by Tony Fernandez. I think he tried that.
Yes, didn't work out after a couple of weeks.
No, he has a proven track record that he can run an airline. Mm. So why not let him try? Remember last time the alliance between AirAsia and this MAS?
Yes. The share swap, yes.
Yeah, broke off because of the pressure from the union. So why? What happened to us? Why don't we let the competent people running the airline? So, okay, I think it go back to the very reason why we need an airline. Okay, remember last time Detroit car maker, the big three before they are declared this insolvent, they are not making money simply because they have too much legacy cost.
Correct.
Actually, the company exists just to pay for the pension and the health benefit of its former worker. So now we have this MAS. Why must be there? It must be a reason. It's not there to lose money, isn't it? So it's there to make money, at least not to lose money. So the priority is to let somebody competent running it. So until now, nobody explained why MAS incurred such a big losses. Why? What is the reason? Is it because of the currency depreciation? Or
well, they have quite a few issues, actually.
So they have listed those down. Victor, thank you very much for calling in. They talk about fuel costs. They talk about forex issues. They've talked about financial woes. They've talked about competition. Analysts have given quite a few reasons as to why this year's loss was particularly high. Mm-hmm. We've got to take a quick stop for our messages, but we will be right back after this. The number to call is 0377109000. Text us on 0162019000. Tweet us at BFM Radio. You're listening to BFM 89.9.
Time for the four T's. Tweet, text, talk, talk back on BFM 89.9.
Good evening. You're on with Caroline and Uma. It is Talk Back Thursday. The numbers to call 0377109000. Text us on 0162019000. Tweet us at BFM Radio. MAS had posted a fourth straight quarter of losses. We are asking you whether you care if our national carrier goes belly up. We've got Brian on the line. Hi, Brian. What say you?
Hi. In my opinion, is that Malaysian Airlines should stay. It's a national carrier, hence definitely something that we can't have the company go bust. I think the way the management is being run, I think that's a problem. If Singapore Airlines, Cathay are struggling, but yet they are making money, I'm not sure why Malaysian Airlines can't do it. I think that's because of their business model. I think that's something not right there, and I don't think they should be competing with low-cost carriers because it's a different business model altogether. And if they're trying to play the same game, then they should set up a low-cost carrier, something like Tiger Air or some other.
Flyscoot. Yeah, there are quite a few of them. Thanks so much, Brian. We've got Gary on the line. Hi, Gary. What say you?
Yes, good evening, folks. One thing, first of all, we should keep Malaysia Airlines simply, if no other reason than to be competition for Air Asia.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that whomever you put at the top is not going to make any difference until you get rid of all the constraints that they have to work under. You have to untie their hands completely, allow them to source freely, open tenders, and get rid of all the baggage that drives costs. That's all. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much, Gary. Well, Gary raises the point, but I just accounted for all of our other callers as well. You know, freeing your hands, does a national carrier mean it has to have social considerations as well? Or can a national carrier just be business focused?
Social considerations in what respect?
Everything that comes with the heavy baggage that MAS carries with unions, with servicing routes that are non-profitable, but they have to because no other airline will. But because they're a national carrier, they have to keep doing it.
I don't know if there's necessarily a social consideration and this is something we are talking about, the model that they choose to use. And many people have called in saying that they need a change of model. It's not necessarily, it's a business model.
But there are a lot of internal routes, for example, that MAS operates that they do because they're a national carrier, because it's part of that, I guess, CSR, if you will.
Okay.
Meanwhile, AirAsia wouldn't fly it because they were just like, nah, we're not making any money. Let's cancel that route.
Okay.
But MAS can't afford to do that. So is that part and parcel of being a national carrier? Ken, what do you say?
Hi, Ken. Are you there?
Hi. What do you say?
I think I'd like to put another perspective into this.
Please.
Yes, please.
Every country has its national assets. And, you know, airlines normally are seen as a national asset as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for Mars, we have also decided to go public listed as well, too. So there's a shareholder perspective to it.
There is.
I remember Lee Kuan Yew once said that, you know, as far as SIA was concerned, when he was once asked, if it's bleeding, what would you do?
He said he would shut it down.
He would shut it down. And it's not purely because of it. Well, it is also business, but it makes a lot of sense. If you're managing a national asset, there's something called stewardship, you know. It's taxpayers' money, and there must be some form of accountability and ownership in that sense as well.
Correct.
So in that light, it has to be seen from that perspective. If something like Mars, unfortunately, as sentimental as we are, is not going to be sustainable. Now, if it's general public transport, I can understand. It's more of a social thing because you need to provide transport for the country and for the people to move.
Correct.
But when you talk about airline, it is a business at the end of the day. And don't forget that. It's not a charitable
yeah.
venture, right?
Absolutely. In the past three years, it's been a loss-making proposition.
Correct. And what more, if you're a public listed company, therefore you're not meeting shareholders' expectation, and whatever that may be, then it has to be a business decision. There's no emotions attached to it.
Are you ready to say goodbye then, Ken?
My answer is yes.
All right.
Thank you very much, Ken. We've got James on the line. Hi James. What say you? Ooh. Ouch. Well, James, I'm afraid we've lost you. Do call back. We'll push you to the top of the queue. Remember, mm-hmm. that number to call is 03-77-109-000. Keep those texts coming in on 016-201-9000 and tweet us at BFM Radio. We have Dee on the line. Hi, Dee.
Hello. Yes. I fly Mars whenever possible.
Right.
And I'm proud to have Mars as a national airline. Yeah. Yes, they are making a loss. But on the other hand, why are they making a loss? That's what we have to look at it. And they have given all kind of reasons over the years.
They have
tried, yes. And they have also done a lot of accounting, structures to show profit and no profit and so forth. The real reason for Mars to make loss, I mean, we should not be comparing them with AirAsia. That's another thing altogether. Mars is making loss because they have not changed to the current requirement.
Mm-hmm.
And they should actually stop listening to top politicians who want routes to make them look very good in the South-South thing, so forth. So actually what they need to do is cut down the dead wood, get a new business plan, and they will make money.
Right.
There is money to be made.
Dee, to ask you very quickly, so the fact that you wanted to stay, do you think it's more sentimental than anything else?
No, it's not sentimental. You can't just write off a business after 20 years. There's a lot of people in it too. And it is just not just national pride that we are talking about.
Yeah.
It is a business. It is an ongoing business. Anybody would like to have that. Tony Fernandez would like to have it. Why? He knows he can make money in it.
All right. So thank you very much for calling in, Dee. We've got Maha on the line.
Hi, Maha.
What say you?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
I would like to compare Mars to a patient suffering from leukemia. How many management changes you do, like blood transfusion, it will carry on bleeding. You know why? The biggest bugbear in Mars is that union. And Tony Fernandez, being a visionary, already sensed it. That's what he wanted to do something about it. But the union stood firm, and political rebalancing and all this, you know, has put Mars to where it is.
Mm-hmm.
How much transmission do it will be there until you get the bugbear out of the system?
All right, thank you very much, Maha. Yes, I guess the unions are a big issue. Dr. Sulaiman on the line. Hi, Dr. Sulaiman, how are you? No, we seem to have lost Dr. Sulaiman. Do call back. The number to call is 03-77-109-000. You can text us on 016-201-9000 and you can tweet us at BFM Radio. We have Lisa on the line. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, hi.
Hi, what do you
say
think?
You?
Hi, can I just say that nothing in Malaysian Airlines or any other loss-making companies in Malaysia will change for as long as we are not promoting people based on merit?
Yes.
But by race. That's all.
Yeah, well, hang on very quickly, Lisa. Are you ready to say goodbye to Malaysia Airlines?
Oh, that's a hard question.
Yeah, it is. If I'm going to have to pay tax to fund these losses that ultimately get into someone else's pocket, why not? Bye.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Lisa.
BFM listener texted this one and saying, I'm a taxpayer assuming that my contributions go towards the funding of MES, but today I can't afford to fly with them, so I can't be bothered if it does go belly up. Another one says, what face is there to save when billions are lost? We're already a laughing stock year after year.
And I think that's a very important point, because if it is a national carrier that is there, and if the national carrier keeps getting reported in the international media and all over the world that it's loss-making, then surely that adds to the perception of the country being one of loss-making.
No, I would agree with that. However, it wouldn't be the first airline that is loss-making. At this point, the aviation industry is practically in the toilet.
Correct. Correct. But, you know, there's an article. I mean, if you look at Japan Airlines, you know, the kind of efforts they took in 2009, it was, you know, Japan Airlines files for 2010, 25 billion bankruptcy. And then 2 years later in 2012, Japan Airlines roars back with an eye on the U.S. market.
Well, that's right. They were cleared for an IPO.
But that's the point. I think there was a real genuine motivation to go, man, we got to do something or we're dead in the water. Maybe MES hasn't reached that point yet.
Maybe
they need a bigger kick in the pants, right? We've got
well, as over $1 billion kick. That's a big kick.
It's a big kick. Yes. We've got Ivan or Ivan on the line. Hi.
Hi. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah. I was just wondering, to follow up MES, I think too many. They have a lot of landing then. So if that were to happen, a lot of people, not just the people, some banks will also be involved.
Oh, so you mean all of the, yes, the debts and joblessness and all of that will affect the economy on a greater scale. You're absolutely right. Yes.
So can we not afford that? Is that what you're saying?
I think we cannot afford that.
Too big to fail is what you're saying.
Too big to fail. Yeah, then another thing is that there must be something wrong with the management. You know, if you compare, look at AirAsia. If AirAsia can still make money, how come MES cannot make money? There must be something wrong with the management.
All right, well, thank you very much, Ivan, for calling in. Well, it's chalk and cheese, isn't it? It's two completely different business models, budget carriers and premier carriers. So, I mean, to compare AirAsia and MES, it's a very different proposition at the moment, I think.
Yep, I agree with that. Ong Kian Ming tweeted this one in saying, don't think the unprofitable routes to the rural areas is the main cause for its losses. Overall cost structure is more important.
All right, thank you very much. We've got Vinod on the line. Hi, Vinod.
Hi, Vinod over here. I care for Mars very much. That's why I was willing to be online, online.
Thank you.
So, just a quick suggestion. I hope the government is listening to this. I would like to suggest that the former CEO of Petronas, Hassan Merican, be brought in to run Mars, because he has run the national oil company very well, made a good turnaround for the company. So I suggest people like him, proven CEOs, be brought in, proven Malaysian CEOs be brought in to run Mars and bring it to the run for the company.
All right. Thank you very much,
Vinod.
We've got Matthew on the line.
Hi, Matthew.
What say you?
Hello. Hi. Good evening to you.
Good evening.
Hi. To the question of whether I'm ready to
say goodbye,
lose Malaysia Airlines, here, say goodbye. I mean, I've traveled on AirAsia and Malaysia Airlines, and definitely there's a difference in service between the both of them.
Yes.
But as someone said, I'm not prepared to use my taxpaying money to support a company that's making losses, And if indeed it is true that the changes that were actually proposed by Fernandez previously were actually objected by the unions, I mean, do the unions actually realize that some sacrifices have to be made in order to turn the company around?
Absolutely.
Because they stand to lose if it doesn't happen as well.
You can't expect the same benefits while the company is making losses. You have to turn it around. Then eventually, when the business model has improved, then they can look forward to better benefits back again.
Mm-hmm.
If Mars fall, so will their job.
Nobody gets anything.
Well. Exactly.
All right.
Right. So considering you don't want your taxpayers' money to go to waste, in your opinion, do you want it to stay or not?
Well, I'll give it another year. I mean, if it does, drop it off.
All right. Thank you, Matthew.
All right. Thank you very much, Matthew. Dr. Jasmine on the line. Hi, Dr. Jasmine.
Hi. Good evening.
Good evening.
What say you?
Well, comparing a low-cost carrier to Malaysian Airlines is ridiculous because the business models are completely different.
Mm-hmm.
So comparing AirAsia to Malaysian Airlines, I don't think that's a question.
That's a fair question. Yeah.
Right. Plain and simple, for the last 15 years, me and my husband, we've been traveling Malaysian Airlines. And my husband more than me. I travel long distance and he travels, I would say, a total number of 6 flights a week, every single week.
Wow.
Yes. And it was plain and simple, always through Mars. And that was mainly because of the enriched miles which we were collecting to get, we get...
Right.
But over the past year, we have switched over to Singapore Airlines. Yes, it's 20%, 15 to 20% more expensive. But think about it. The service is 100 times better, which is 100% better. The seats are more comfortable. And it's fair and simple to compare Singapore Airlines to Malaysian Airlines. So as far as I'm concerned, it's already a goodbye for me.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Jasmine.
That's right.
We're asking you about MAS's losses and whether you think you're ready to see the national carrier go. 0377109000. Call us after the news. Nadia Aziz with the news on BFM 89.9.
It's time for the Klang Valley's biggest conversation. Talk back on the Evening Edition, only on BFM 89.9.
You're on with Caroline and Uma, and that was the wonderful Nadia Aziz who just presented the news.
That's right.
It is Talk Back Thursday, 0377109000 to call, 0162019000 to text and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're talking to you about Malaysia Airlines and their fourth straight quarter of losses. We're asking you whether you would care if MAS went belly up.
Kampong Boy tweeted this one saying, national pride, put them in the museum. Let the pride stay there. We're talking business here, not nostalgic dilemmas. Zach says, too much sentiment and given to the wrong person to manage. Now, considering the billions and losses and lots of people are talking about the fact that it is a loss-making proposition at this point in time, we've been doing a quick tally of the calls that have come in. So far, 13 callers have said, keep it. 8 say, nay, let it go. One person is sitting on the fence. So, there is a lot of sentimentality to it, but it's an emotive topic and certainly one that, you know, we can relate to. We care about it.
And yet again, I don't know if it's fair to say given to the wrong person to run it. I mean, I think we should have some faith in the current CEO, but is it a question of every CEO that comes in having his hands tied by by unions, by social considerations, and no one has the purview or the remit to just lay down the law and say, this is what we need to do or else it's endgame, right?
Well, it depends. I mean, just looking at the numbers over the years, if you want to compare it with, if you want to look at CEOs that have run it, some CEOs, and we always go back to Idris Jalla, of course, that being an easy one, because since he left, there have been collective losses of almost $4 billion since he resigned.
That is correct. We've got Raghu on the line.
Hi,
we'll
Raghu.
Ask him what he thinks. Raghu?
Hey, hi, guys.
Hi, what say you?
I've got a question.
Yes.
Now, we lost more than $1 billion, right? Did this happen over a day?
It was over 2013.
Yeah. So the point I'm trying to make is something is very wrong. Why didn't we catch it happening? What mechanism did the management have that they let this happen? So it looks like, you know, there are some parties involved where they don't bother about it, right? Now, when you say, should we keep it alive? What are you trying to keep alive? That is the question that we must answer. Break it apart, kill all the parts which is like cancerous, and then you have a mass that you can still sustain, and it'll make profit.
And I think that's pretty much what happened with Japan Airlines. Raghu, are you willing to let MAS go?
Why throw it away? We spend so much of money on it.
Right. So rehash it a bit is what Raghu was saying. Mr. Chong on the line.
Hi.
Mr. Chong, what say you?
Hi, evening. I've been waiting quite long. So.
Sorry about
Thanks
that.
For waiting.
Good evening.
Hey, okay. I'm actually, my thought is quite simple because I think we should keep it at this moment of time. I think Mars Airlines still have the value to play because their hospitality is one of the best in, I think, aircraft service. I think due to some, maybe it's political reason or some maybe union reason and, even though I think the passenger rate is maybe up to 80%, it would still make losses because of the unreasonable contract that they have bond to, like maybe the fuel supply, the food supply, you know, the MRO contract services. I think those things, if we can able to change it, then I think they will make money actually. But current situation, it won't. For given another 3, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, you know, as long as the current kind of restrictions here around, imagine how much they pay for Airport Malaysia, all the taxes and some of the things that you won't reveal to us, actually. I don't think the actual reason that given by the management currently is the reason why MAS making losses.
All right, thank you very much.
You see, even you're getting a lot of that, and we're pointing out things that are facts. Things that have been reported. We know that they've been making losses, and yet, even that last caller, Mr. Chong, says, yeah, I'm not ready for it to say goodbye.
Yes. there's the sentiment that keeps pulling us back.
I mean, it's
funny,
he mentioned
food-related costs, right? Mm. There was Alliance Bank Research released a statement just on 19th of February yesterday. MES had posted a whole bunch of losses. Brahim's Holdings, one of the food suppliers, is likely to beat the earnings forecast for the year. So that's irony right there. Mm-hmm. We've got Mr. Yu on the line. Mr. Yu.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, I think MAS should go. Basically, I think over the years, it has not, 1.1 billion is not overnight. I mean, last year, how much they accumulated the losses?
It's 432 million, yeah.
Yeah, and prior to that, also very astonishing. But today, I just used my calculator and count it. One day, that is $3 million they are going to burn the taxpayers' money. Just imagine that. I mean, whatever reasons that they've given, CSR or whatever, I mean, they have Firefly, why should it still be kept? And they cannot give all the excuse because all the airlines are competing on the same ground. And how come SIA is so lucrative and still make tons of money and whereby we are bleeding like hell?
Mm. All right, thank you very much, Mr. Yu.
You and your trusty calculator.
The proposition of, a national brand is very important. I remember in the 90s, I think it was the 80s, 90s, when British Telecom rebranded to BT. Mm. A lot of countries which they did business with were relatively uncomfortable with that because British Telecom had a prestige. It was British Telecom, mm-hmm. you know, and BT didn't mean anything.
Yeah.
But with it comes the prestige. And if the prestige is gone, if it's just constantly loss-making, then what does Malaysia Airlines mean? So that's the big philosophical question, right?
You're going to answer that.
I don't have the answer for it. I'm hoping Daniel will have the answer. Daniel?
Hi, Daniel.
Hi, guys. All right.
Stay or go, Daniel?
Okay, the simple answer is go. Mm-hmm. But the underlying reason behind that is... Mars, when I was very, very, very young, used to be a very so-called prestigious brand.
That's right.
When we talk about Mars, we used to feel very, very proud. But throughout the years, all the losses, it makes us feel kind of sad and disgusted. It kind of reflects on the inefficiency of our country.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my perception is, as a layman, I'm not a businessman. But it seems that MAS is just it's like a government using taxpayers' money to support a pool of their voters.
I think you're not the only one to believe that, Daniel.
Yeah. I mean, the thing they keep saying is union. Okay, but after so many years of union troubles, to run up a loss of 1 billion last year is kind of ridiculous. I mean, maybe he has become something worse rather than just supporting a bunch of voters. He has become a way to enrich some unscrupulous people.
All right. Thank you very much,
interesting,
Daniel.
The reference to enrich.
Oh, clever. We're talking about our MAS's fourth straight quarter of losses, and we're asking you if you care if MAS went belly up. We've got a very interesting mixed bag of answers so far. We will be right back after these messages. BFM 89.9.
Switch off the major stress of parallel parking with one small button. The state-of-the-art Active Park Assist feature on the all-new Ford Focus scans the parking spot, then parallel parks the car for you. You won't even have to touch the steering wheel. Just relax as your car effortlessly steers into the parking spot all by itself. It may be a small button, but it sure does big things. Make the all-new Ford Focus yours and enjoy a low 1.38% interest rate and get loads of free shopping vouchers with it. Ford, go further. Distributed by Sime Darby Auto Connection.
03-7710-9000 to talk back.
Hello?
BFM 89.9.
Good evening, you're on with Caroline and Uma. Don't forget the number to text is 016-201-9000. And as always, you can tweet us at BFM Radio. We are talking to you today about Malaysia Airlines and their fourth straight quarter of losses. We are asking you, do you care if they go belly up? Rao, what say you?
I think we should keep it.
Mm-hmm.
And
why
I
is that?
I think we should keep it and give it some condition because I think Malaysian Airlines is the pride of the nation. And I think it has been a dinosaur. So we have seen in certain spots of Malaysian Airlines history that it made some money. And I think being a dinosaur, it's lost its agility. You need to have a proper management team making tough business decisions. Get the politics out and really look at the processes that we have in place and really, you know, turn it around.
All right. Thank you very much. Caroline is so thrilled that you said, you know, look at the processes to turn it around.
Yeah, I like processes. But I also, I mean, the reference to dinosaurs, they're extinct, though.
Oh, that's frightening, right? But agility. Agility is the key. Mr. Theo, do you agree with Rao? Is making MAS more agile the way forward?
Yes.
Carry on, Mr. Theo.
Hi,
Omaha. Hi.
I've been waiting for a long time for this opportunity.
What say you?
Yes or no? Do you want it to stay or go?
Okay. I had been an auditor before in MAS.
Uh-huh.
Let me be honest. It is a very good airline.
Mm-hmm.
But let us get the politics out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think that we cannot let the union to hold ransom for a national airline.
So what are some of the hard decisions, in your opinion, that need to be made?
Well, we have to make business decisions. And it can be very unpopular, mm-hmm. but we have to make it.
All right. Well, thank you so
thank
much
you.
For calling, Mr. Teo. Mr. Lim on the line. Hi. Mr. Lim.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Lim. Do you want it to stay or go? MES we're talking about.
I want to mention something, eh?
Yes.
One thing you already mentioned was, I think about 20 years ago, there's a build-up of more than $6 billion. MES build-up. The government building out for more than $6 billion, taxpayers' money. Actually, if you look back, since MES split from the MSA, hello?
Yes, we're here.
MSA, the Malaysian
Singapore Airline, yes.
They have lost a lot of money, actually. They have never made any profit, actually. You can check out the record. They don't make any profit. I think they should go, actually.
Okay, thank you,
thank
Mr.
you
Lim.
Very much, Mr. Lim, for calling in. We've got Muniandi on the line.
Hi.
Hello, what say you?
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, I'm forced to call because I see so many people very sentimental and emotional and saying yes. So I have to call and
it's
say
a bit
no,
of a mixed bag, Muniandi, but what say
he
you?
He just said no.
Yeah, I have to say dump it. Otherwise, the yes... No. The people who say keep it will be rising, so I have to say that first. But what I wanted to quickly say, some observation here is, it's very important to note that there was, I'm sure the people who are running the show, if they have been clever enough, they would be listening to this show. And I don't think anybody has called in and defended or supported the thing, number one. Number two, I don't think any heads has rolled for the $1 billion loss. And so that speaks so much for the management of the company. And also, sometimes you see these guys who are running this show say, we are doing national service. We've been forced to, you know, manage this company. It's national service, mm-hmm. you know, I could take. But these guys will never come up and say, sorry, I resigned. I didn't do well, you know. So, sorry, that's my observation.
Thank you very much, Muniandi. Thank you for calling. Yusuf on the line. Hi, Yusuf. What say you?
Hi, evening, guys.
Stay or go, Yusuf?
Yeah, guys, MAS should stay because everyone knows it can be a big success. Why would we want it to go?
Mm-hmm.
The only reason is it's in where the place where it is now because there's too much interference
mm-hmm.
from the outside. And the people, which, of course, these people who interfere are the ones who's putting those who are running the show. So if someone with integrity and the business know-how has been put into that, I'm sure he can make it a success. As long as the control of putting this guy in charge is with the powers that be, then of course you'll put someone who will always want to make, they can, as long as they can get something. Exactly what happened to Petronas, how they removed Tan Sri Marican, they are doing it here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
We're trying
yourself.
To squeeze in as many calls as we can. So we're going through them very quickly.
Speeding through them, 0377109000, that's the number to call. Kumari on the line. Hi, Kumari, what say you?
Hi, I say the name should stay, but the airline should go.
The name should stay.
And that's confusing?
What do you mean?
Just a little bit.
Okay, good. See, we have gone through this Malaysia Airlines thing for a long, long time.
Yes.
And Rich and I say get rid of them. But make Air Asia convert them to be called Malaysia Airlines. Honestly, and let me tell you why. I'm going to take it a step further. Because we are still a developing country until 2020 at least.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be the only developing country in the world with a national low-cost airline. that's doing so well with a steward like Tony Fernandez, who is doing, I mean, so internationally well known. This is a business model that others may want to ape.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Kumari, for your call. We have Rani on the line. Hi, Rani. What say you?
Hi. I think we should keep it and bring in Tony Fernandez.
They tried
about a year ago.
Whatever reasons
it failed before, they should look at it, the union problem and so forth, and rectify it and bring in good people to run the company.
Rani, why do you want to keep it? Very quickly.
It's a business.
All right. Thank you very much. We've got Raj on the line. Hi, Raj. What say you?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I think we should shut it down because, you know, there's going to be another petrol hike to cover these losses.
Okay. Oh, conspiracy theory, Raj. No, but seriously.
But seriously, I think, you know, there's an issue with the union.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very hard to come up with some new strategies and so on. So I guess, first and foremost, you know, if you want to have a turnaround plan, you got to make sure that you got to settle this union issue, because It's about the value proposition of the airline, but at the same time, the people proposition is now being affected because of all this union and stuff like that. And it's too much of legacy, and it's still operating like how you used to operate in like 15 years ago or 20 years ago. So I think you have to come up with something fresh, a new strategy, and remove the union. That's my thought.
Thank you so much, Raj. We've got JP on the line. Hi, JP.
Good evening to you all.
Good evening. Stay or go, JP.
Okay, let's just listen to me first.
Okay.
Why everybody has a fancy idea Malaysia Airlines is there to make money? It is not there to make money. It is there to create millionaires.
Okay.
No, but in all seriousness, JP, some people are still making money. But stay or go, and why do you think so?
I think the whole thing should be revamped. The whole thing should go.
Should go?
Yes.
All right.
But what about the brand?
1 billion can be used for a lot of things in the country.
All right. Well, thank you very much, JP. We've got Casey on the line.
Hi, Casey.
Hi, Caroline.
Hi.
What say you?
I think Malaysia Airlines should go. I mean, should let it go.
And why is that?
Because, you see, counting perspective, the accumulated losses that's on the books, it will be very difficult for Malaysia Airlines to continue. So what we should let it go is to let it go bankrupt, stop the bleeding, and from the ashes of MAS, all the assets transfer over to new airline, call it Malaysia ANA Airlines or something like that.
Malaysia Airlines 2?
Yep, and start from a clean slate.
So, yeah, a Japan Airlines revamp model, I guess, in many ways. All right, well, thank you very much, Casey. We've got Joe on the line. Hi, Joe.
We've lost Joe.
Sorry, Joe. Do try and call back. We've got about 6 minutes. Andrew on the line. Hi, Andrew.
Hi. First of all, it should be delisted.
Carry on.
Secondly, all the making money routes should be tendered out to AirAsia or Malindo. MAS to only retain social routes.
If they only retain social routes, how are we going to make it profitable?
They are not there to make profit.
So you're going on the line purely as a national airline with social responsibility.
That's all. They don't need to make money. They are there just for social. But when you say social, that means you only need 2 or 3 aircraft, not 100 aircraft.
Well, that is the most unique perspective we've heard all evening. Thank you very much, Andrew.
It completely changes what constitutes the premier airline as we know it.
Well, also, it completely puts a new understanding on what we mean by national carrier, right?
Well, certainly
purely
different perspective,
social
yes.
responsibility and nothing else. Nick on the line. Hi, Nick.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's not a question of let it go or let it stay. It should be around. It's just a matter of you just have to change the strategy and just change the management. Other national airlines have gone into bankruptcy but have been revived if you have the right strategies and the right management in place. It's been proven time and again. So that's all that's required. I mean, there are good Malaysians working for airlines like Emirates, Singapore Airlines, and so on like that. And those airlines are making money, and those are national carriers.
Mm.
So there is room for national carriers. This idea of that, you know, bring Tony Fernandez to run the airline, then you got already the competition, you know, there's a conflict of interest there and there's competition problems. So, you know, the airline can be revived. It's just that from what I can see, it's that compared to other airlines, their strategy is appalling and their management's appalling. You just have to fix that, and then, you know, the airline will sail.
All right, thank you very much. Nick. We've got Krishnan on the line. Hi, Krishnan. What say you?
We've lost Krishnan. We seem to be losing quite a few calls. I'm sorry. We're trying to get through them as quickly as possible.
Do try and call back, Krishnan. You've got a little bit of time left. Dr. Sulaiman on the line. Hi, what say you?
Hi, I'm Dr. Sulaiman.
Yes.
I think MS has tried many models in national career. The evidence is show it failed, and also it doesn't work in national career. Why don't we spend the budget career? The money saving, $1 billion, we can spend on hospital, spend on dialysis centers, spend on education, spend on scholarships. Yeah.
So you say they should stay but revamp their direction?
Yeah. Revamp the model into budget airline.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Islam. That's interesting, though, because I don't believe there is a single national carrier anywhere in the world that's a budget carrier, because that seems to run in contrary to the idea of a prestige premier national carrier.
Well,
right?
It's completely in contrary too. One is a budget.
Indra on the line. Hi, what say you?
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Keep it because Malaysian Airlines was done up so that it'll be a prestigious national carrier. I would suggest bring back Idris Jala, because only and only when Idris Jala was heading MAS was Malaysian Airlines in the black. Everybody else who headed it was in the red.
All right, well, thank you very much for those thoughts. We've got Raju on the line very quickly going through these calls. What say you?
Hi. My question is, they're losing money. Whose money are they losing? The taxpayers' money, right? Okay, so we rather change the management. So let it be anybody in Malaysia, the big tycoons can take over and run the show, or you bring in foreign investment. No more money from the government, because it's all taxpayers' money.
All right. Thank you very much, Raju. Yeah. So we've been having a running tally throughout the last 90 minutes. What is that number like,
Caroline? So far for the calls, we have 24 that say keep it, 15 said get rid of it, one on the fence, and one says combine them. Lots and lots of messages have come in as well. Some saying keep it, some saying let it go, obviously. Lots of interesting messages. There's someone here who says the airline should go and all directors who were there during this debacle should be held accountable.
Fair enough. That's never going to happen. it's been Talkback Thursday. We've been talking to you about the MAS's fourth straight quarter of losses.
We have. And like we said a little earlier, with the tally, it's not that surprising, though.
It isn't, because there is an overarching sense of sentimentality that seems to be dominating the discourse. People will find it very, very difficult to disconnect from the idea of Malaysian Airlines. It's my airline.
Yes.
I grew up flying it as a kid
I certainly grew up flying it as a kid. You know, my father was with the airline for over 20 years. And
that's right.
I have nothing but good memories of the airline. So I understand the sentimental attachment. It is certainly something that, you know, that I feel proud of. So I don't think attaching it is the way to go. When you want to talk about national pride, are you supposed to disassociate yourself? That's another question.
I think we need to redefine what we mean by a national airline, whether we can have a national airline and have it business focused rather than just have it focused on social responsibility. If we remove that social responsibility, maybe.
We talk about businesses requiring passion to keep it going, and it's certainly something that everybody is passionate about.
Well, from the last 90 minutes, so many Malaysian citizens seems to be dramatically passionate about MAS.
Absolutely.
Right? Thank you so much for your tweets, your texts, your calls. It's been a very vibrant discussion on Talkback Thursday.
Yeah, you can check out our Twitter feed for all those tweets that have come in. I'm sorry we can't go through them all, but we appreciate you sending them in.
That's right. The Caroline and Uma wrapping up the evening edition on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.